Hi, Dosers. We're here finishing up our Peace series and our Advent series through the Daily Dose. And today I was experiencing anything but peace. Literally, on my way over here to film this, I was running through the house getting so upset about like the stupidest things. Maybe it's because I could finally find control over something, but just like just a normal day and feeling like my baby is crying, there's stuff all over my house, I want to clean it up, I have so many errands to run, and I'm experiencing this like intense stress and anxiety, and my husband just looks at me and is like, "Don't you think it's ironic that you're about to go film a dose on peace?" And I was like, didn't want to hear that, but it was really good for me to hear, so thank you, Austin. But like, that's just a normal day. Throw in the mix like a family emergency or financial stress, and like there's so many reasons to experience anxiety and stress, and especially in December, like there's so many things on our to-do list. And yet, I am so encouraged as we get into Philippians 4, which was also the Daily Dose yesterday. But let me just read this to you from Philippians 4, verse 7 invites us to this. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but there's been some key moments in my life where I can look around and everything in my understanding would lead me to stress, anxiety, and worry. And yet, but God, because of God, there is a peace that is beyond all understanding. And it can cover us and it can guard our hearts. And that's what this is inviting us to. That because of who God is, we can experience peace in the most crazy of storms and seasons. And it goes on and it says this, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or seen or heard from me, put into practice, and the peace of God will be in you." That what is noble, what is just, whatever is good, whatever is honorable, think about these things and the peace of God will be with you. This peace that's beyond all understanding, that doesn't make sense. Think about these things. And what I find to be true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, like name whatever those things are, and yet the one true answer that can fulfill all of those like checklist items, praiseworthy, excellent, true, noble, like God. Think about these things, and I come back to the place where I get to experience peace, where we get to experience peace, when everything else is telling us to not experience peace, God, who is noble, who is pure, who is admirable, who is excellent. There's a quote that comes from this beautiful Advent that I've been reading through John Piper put out, and he calls us, he says, "Oh, how wrong, how sad to sit before a great wonder and feel nothing." And I sit here with this challenge that if I want to experience peace, I would think about whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is praiseworthy, whatever is lovely, like, that I could just think about God. And for me, that's such a challenge. Like, I don't just want to sit, like, it's just hard. Like, let me just sit down and think about God. And yet, for such a big God, I can try and do that and I last a good 5 seconds. I don't often have that muscle built. But could I invite us all to take time to think about what is pure, what is honorable, what is good, whatever is excellent, whatever is just, to think about these things, to think about God, to be able to sit before a great wonder and experience wonder and experience goodness and experience peace. And if you're like me, and we can sometimes have a challenge of actually getting to think about these things and experiencing the peace of God, I just invite you to grow that muscle, to go through the pain and the endurance, and to be able just to sit and show up and practice what it looks like to admire and to think about God. I believe that when we have a picture of who God is, that we truly get to experience peace from the God who has all power and who has all knowledge and who cares about us intimately, that we can experience peace as we think about him. Have a good one, Dosers.